face of the earth. But an exceedingly important one. And I think in our recent years, we have seen so much a decline in the respect and honor that belongs to fatherhood that it has done a lot of damage to our society, to our families, to just about everything. And I think it is important for us to grab that dignity ourselves. We know it belongs to us. The scriptures tell us that. And the perfect model of fatherhood is God the Father. You can't have a better model than that. And so what we do is we look at our own lives and we say, who do I model myself after? I model myself after God the Father. He is the giver of life. He sustains life. He supports life. He protects us and guides. He is a strong force to be there for us in all circumstances. And that's what fatherhood needs to be. To recognize the dignity that God has given to you and to be that to your families and to our society, to our church, and to our world is very, very important. We pray for you today. We know it's a tough job, especially in a society that kind of sometimes isn't too sure where it's going. And I think we need strong fatherhood to kind of help lead that. Being a parent today is tough, but it requires that you work together, recognize deficiencies, be willing to learn, be willing to grow, and to be willing to imitate the God who gave us all life. So we pray for you, ask God to bless you abundantly, to be your guide, to be your support, to be your encouragement. Whatever you may need, call on God, the Father of all. And I think he will give that to you. So happy Father's Day to all of you. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity. It's interesting. Great theologians throughout the history of the church, hundreds of years, have tried to delve into that mystery of the Trinity, how there can be one God but three distinct persons. And they have... The greatest minds, Thomas Aquinas, Augustine, and the great contemporary minds, they've all tried their hand at it. And nobody's been able to figure out how that is possible. What we do know is revealed to us. And those are the things that we learn. That's what we learn about the Holy Trinity. We learn that God, the Father, all creation came from him. He is the one that made everything that is. He is the one who created the dirt from which we were made. He's the one who created the stars, the galaxies, everything that's flying around that people are still trying to figure out and find the end of. God created all of that. He said, simply, let it be. He is the one that puts the boundaries on oceans. He is the one that does all of. He is the one that sustains all life. If God doesn't breathe life into you, you do not have life. You simply don't exist. God made each and every one of us. He made the greatest trees in the world, the great redwoods. He made the tiniest flower. He made all of those things and gave them life for some reason. He gave us life. He made us in his image and likeness because he wants us to know something of who he is and the power that he has, but above all, the love that he has. It's because of his love that he couldn't contain that he does all of these things. His love cannot be locked up. It cannot be denied. Or it cannot be lessened in any way, shape, or form. That is who God is. And it's because of his love that he does all of these things. And the interesting thing is he always incorporates us into the very work and the life of himself. So that through him, life comes to all people. Life comes to the infant in the womb, to the babe in the womb. That comes from, we work with God, and these things happen. We work with the seed that he gives to us, and he provides the growth. Not always sure exactly how it happens. I'm sure scientists have a pretty good idea. But all of these things, somehow he incorporates us to work with him and so somehow be involved in the very life of God himself. When we messed up, because he put everything in our hands, like Psalm 8 says, everything that is, he put into our hands, entrusted it to our care. What do we do with it? So when we messed up, he sent his son. And again, because of his love, he couldn't just leave us in our state of rejection, in our state of separation from him. So he sent his son to teach us a new way, to guide us, to be an example, to help us, inspire us, to heal us, forgive us. All of those things that we needed, he sent his son to do that for us. And then when his son finished his mission on earth, he entrusted it to us. Again, God inviting us to be a part of his life and his work in all creation. So when Jesus left this world, he said to the apostles, now you take this message to all the earth. And that is passed on to each and every one of us through our baptism. In addition to that, he said, I will never leave you. My spirit will dwell in you so that you will never be alone. And the spirit will encourage you. He will fire you up so that you have spirit to go forth and to do what needs to be done. All of these marvelous things. And again, he's incorporating us into the very life of God himself. We still don't understand how there can be three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in one God. We don't understand that. How is that possible? But we see how God works because he incorporates us in his work in our world today so that we are all somehow engaged in the work of God himself. He trusts us. He loves us above all. And that's the reason he wants us to know something of who he is, what he does, and the love that he bears for all mankind. So even though we cannot understand how this theologically and philosophically and whatever other ologies there are, we can't understand how there can be only one but three distinct persons, somehow or another we can know a lot about God, because he invites us and shares with us his work in creation. So on this Trinity Sunday, it may be worth our while just to sit down and just think about how does God work? How do I share in the very life of God by the work that he gives me to do? Fathers, in a very special way today, you might think about that. How do I share in the very life of God, that work of God, by the things that he gives us to do? And it's very real. It's not an imaginary thing. That's the reason our role in life is so extremely important. That's the reason life is so important. It's the reason we have such dignity and such honor, because God empowers us to work with him in the ongoing creation, in the ongoing redemption, in the ongoing sanctification of all mankind. So what's important on our part is we're willing to sit down once in a while to think about the works of God and how he incorporates me because he loves me. What does he really expect of me? Am I really doing and sharing in the ongoing work of my God? It is real. It is real. It's important that we realize how real it is, not only for us here and now, but for eternity. We share in the very work of God. He loves us and trusts us that much.